Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jimmy Carter Report Time. Jimmy, brought to us every morning by the good folks at Precision Camera and Video and Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch. Well, good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. Today, Pam Bondi is going before the Senate committees for her nomination, and I think it's going to go okay. I think they're going to do Florida Senator I cannot remember his name today.
Marco Rubio. That should be a love fest.
Go up today, and they're not going to have trouble either. All these folks are going to get in. I think they've kind of worked with the Republicans. They've got 53. That's all they need is a majority to get confirmed, and so they're all going to get confirmed. But I saw it, and then I heard it last night. Of course, all the people on the far right are really complaining. They're not really complaining, but they're just calling attention to the shrillness and the just people bouncing off the wall on the left-hand side on the candidate Pete Hegseth yesterday.
The far left has shot all their powder yesterday. I suspect you're right. It's going to be much gentler today.
It'll be gentler today. And even the ones, I don't have a problem with people questioning people. Just do it civilly. And the Senate's supposed to be the most civil, debating organization we have. And Blumenthal was reasonable. Even Elizabeth Warren wasn't completely shrill. And there were some other ones. But, boy, when you get to that New York Senator Gildebrand or the senator from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, she was.
She was out of it.
I'll tell you who was off the chart. It was Tim Kaine.
Guy, he came across as like a snarling dog. And he kept saying, you're a cheater. And then, golly, I'm sure glad that someone didn't turn the tail on the Senate and the Congress. Like there hasn't ever been anybody that's ever had a drink or gone to work drunk or, they live in glass houses up there for sure.
Well, glass house, yeah. Supported Bill Clinton through all of that and then was disassociated. He was Hillary's running mate.
Hypocrisy runs thick, among the people that were yelling and screaming yesterday. There's a guy on CNN is trying. They're not trying as hard as they could, but I will give them a point for trying. And I don't know if you've seen this guy, were you ever giving him a chance to see it, but there is a guy named Scott Jennings who was a political advisor for Bush 1, and he did a lot of work for Mitch McConnell in the United States Senate, advising, etc. He is CNN's senior political commentator. He did a 59-second rant on a three shot with him in one of the boxes, Dana Bash in one of the boxes, and I don't know who the other person was in the other box. But he went unabated for 59 seconds, and they just let him fly. And boy, he just talked about the bizarre and unprofessional way that some of these senators handled themselves. They said Tim Kaine sounded like a sex pervert in the questionings of Pete Hegseth. Blumenthal, you lied about your service in Vietnam, questioning her qualifications. Gildebrand, you and Warren had, and Hirono, that's the Hawaiian one, went unhinged with your rants. Angus King obviously doesn't understand what it's like to fight terrorism, on and on. You made him look good today talking about Pete. It would be difficult for a Republican to vote against the access that was shown by the Democrats unseemingly mudslinging today as well. It just went on and on.
And then, if I may, Jimmy, before the thing about wrapped up, the Oklahoma Senator Mullen.
The senator from Virginia starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night? Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign from their job? And don't tell me you haven't seen it, because I know you have. And then how many senators do you know have got a divorce for cheating on their wives? Did you ask them to step down? No, but it's for show. You guys make sure you make a big show and point out the hypocrisy, because the man's made a mistake.
Called it, calling the balls and strikes, and he was calling them right there.
That's Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, by the way.
Yeah, that was
unfamiliar.
That
with
needed
it.
To be said, and that was good. That was great. Red Note, you may be hearing more about this video sharing app soon. People are jumping on it already because they think that TikTok is gone, and it may be. There's still a chance that
that's a good name.
Elon
Red Note, like I made a note in red, right? Is it?
Yeah, Red
yeah,
Note.
That's
one
a good
word.
Idea, yeah.
And the other one is called Lemon 8, with the number 8.
Not so much.
Those
a good
are
name.
Those are both surging. It's a whack-a-mole. They're going to whack TikTok, and then they're going to probably have to go whack Red Note after that, and Lemonade after that. But, you know, they'll just keep
look,
whacking and doing.
I say Lemonade is not a good name.
Lemonade.
What works are the stupidest names. Let's, you know, go back to Yahoo or, you know, I mean, Google. I mean, these were they're accepted
TikTok words. TikTok is kind of
remember.
TikTok.
You know,
yeah, the goofier the name, yeah.
And things that you can remember. Lemonade. Red Note, I can remember.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I was wrong.
So, anyway, people are posting on Red Note their desire to learn Mandarin and all this stuff. I'm telling you, you know, they're so smart, the Chinese, and they're always playing chess, the long game. They're not trying for the short game, and they're just plodding along, you know, and they're infiltrating and getting into things like TikTok, and there's a generation there, they want to teach them Mandarin, and then they just want to walk over someday and take it over, because they will have laid the groundwork, you know, completely. And that's how they roll, and I think somebody in Washington finally woke up. And that's why no one is saying why they are banning it, but I think they have really good reasons, because it shut up the Democrats and the Republicans together. They're all on the same page on this. And when they're all on the same page of something, you ought to be worried about it, that's for sure. But the moderators on this app, this new one, Red Note, are very, you can't get into sensitive social topics like LGBT issues and drugs. And some things are taboo on there, so we'll see how that works out. Israel and Hamas reportedly agree in principle to a ceasefire and a hostage deal. I think there may be only 23 living hostages, and part of this deal is to recover the dead ones, too. And
weren't there like over 100 at one point? What was the number?
Yeah, it was a lot. It was somewhere near 100, I think. Yeah. 96 or it was something like that, but a lot of them have died.
Right.
Starbucks has stopped their policy. You've got to buy something if you're going to go in there and do your business.
I love that. I don't know why, but the headline I saw, Starbucks no longer wants to be America's restroom.
Yeah. A lot of people use that, you know.
Well, I'm in New York.
Situation medically where you've got to go.
That's the only place I can go. But I get it.
Made this. I could write a bathroom report. I think now
you know where they are.
Some places, because there's a that would. I think I might start doing that on Facebook. That might get me a lot of hits. If you go into any of these fast food places at the first of a day, the bathrooms are pretty clean because they've cleaned them overnight or first thing in the morning. So you can keep that in mind. Then you start going through the day, they're less and less clean.
But most of them have a policy.
Clean anymore.
And understandably, restrooms are for customers only. And then you got to have a code or something. You can't just try to sneak by.
But at McDonald's and the fast food places, no code. You just go to the bathroom. And they're generally okay. You know, the gas stations are always hit and miss. That's why Buc-ee's has done as well as it's done, and people are definitely copying that. It's got a great influence because the first thing people talk about is how clean the restrooms are consistently every time.
You know, and if nobody's ever studied that, it costs them a lot of money to do that. Things are expensive at Buc-ee's,
sure.
But I don't mind paying it. I mean, but I was just in a Buc-ee's 3 days ago, and I got to staring, you know, by every urinal, ladies, there's a hand sanitizer deal. You go to everything you need to wash your hands is hot and there and ready. Paper towels, air dry, what do you want? And hand sanitizer hanging everywhere by there. When you walk out, there's hand sanitizer. If you go into a stall, ladies, there's hand sanitizer in there. But wait, there's another dispenser that you can put on your toilet paper and antiseptically clean the seat. This is incredible.
I didn't notice that part, but
men and women.
I mean, you get your own, you know, the rooms. I don't know how the ladies' bedrooms are set up, but the men have, you know, the place for number one and the place for number two. And they just consistently, you know, have, and they have good water pressure and just everything. It's a perfect bathroom. It really is. Now, I've seen some people try to copy that. There's that imitator store. You know what it's called? It starts with an H or something. You see them in the East. And maybe where Buc-ee's got some of their ideas from, too, I don't know. But there are a few people trying to be like them. You know, they're trying.
But they're nowhere near as big
or as good. I tell you what thing Texas does not do as good as some of the other states, and that's rare. Because your roads are generally better than anybody else's, and you do most of the things, I think, better than most. You don't do such a great job with your rest stop places. A few of them are really good, but the one like there in Orange is usually a mess. And it's been pretty consistently not so great. It's built in a swamp. Have you ever gone to that one?
I think so, but I get your point. But then again, how about those two both sides of the road, Eric, around Temple? They're almost like a Buc-ee's.
The one in Jarrell is...
Gerald.
Yeah, the one in Jarrell has homage to the tornadoes.
Whole shrine in there. The one in Louisiana, if you're headed east out of Texas, it's very good. you know, we could do this all day long. Mississippi's has got almost the best. They've got great state bathrooms, and you wouldn't almost think they would, but Mississippi, really good on I-10. And then, of course, Alabama's on the Mississippi line is really good. And then you get a Buc-ee's on the Florida line with Alabama.
But so, to your point,
I-10's got your places.
Anybody, and a lot of people are trying to copy Buc-ee's with more luxuriously large, maybe better appointed restrooms. But if you don't have one or two people stationed in there constantly that are cleaning, you will never approach.
Can you imagine having that gig?
And, you know, I was looking at a young guy doing that in Waxahachie the other morning, and he looked happy.
I watched a guy doing it. I know they get paid pretty good to do that, I mean, compared to some jobs, but still, you know, if it's just normal maintenance and mopping and doing some of that, it wouldn't be so bad. It's just when maybe there's something bad that's gone on that would be bad.
That would
not be my favorite job. Oh. I worked in a grocery store. I never worked in a food place, but I worked in a grocery store, Del Champs, one of my first jobs.
Oh, I remember Del Champs.
They were obsessed with having me. They love mopping. I hate mopping, particularly in those days. That's when you had to have the bucket, and then you put it in this thing, and you squeeze it, and then you put it back in that water again, and you slop that same old water all over the place. I never knew what that was gaining, but they love to mop in the grocery store. And if I had to go to a job today, I would stock in a grocery store. I love doing that. Where you take the corn out of the boxes and put it on the shelf. The peas out of the boxes and put it on the shelf. That's something we radio people can do, and I'd rather mop, frankly.
Well, I stocked at HEB for a while. The problem with that is
and that was just last week.
I know. Where I'll probably end up. It's a good job, but you got to do it overnight. The bigger store.
Well, that's true. It was overnight, early in the morning.
Yeah, you can't do it during the day.
At the time, but Yeah, well, they do in the day sometimes now, but you know, because they just do, because they run out of time. But I mean, yeah, it's I wouldn't want to stock in the produce department or anything, but just in the canned goods, yeah, it made you feel good, man. I'd line those things up just pretty, the Lesueur English peas, and then I'd go on to the anyway.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
As we return to Jimmy Carter and Page 2, just a side observation and commentary on your commentary. Anybody else notice that since COVID, over 90% of the hand sanitizer dispensers you see places
are empty?
There's nothing in them. You put your hand under there, you push, there's nothing. It's like, well, we got this during COVID and we ain't taking it down. That just annoys me.
There's a bunch. I'm not going to say
it down.
There's some outside the hall.
Empty.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Just a.
I got to. I'll be looking for that.
Oh, it's bad.
Where
bad.
Do we begin here? Let's see. There's a. Well, the fires are still going. The winds have picked up. There are some big bad winds. Maybe today, things could change, and maybe for the worse today. But don't know. They're up there. They're really going at it and see if they can knock them down. They did make an arrest. Whether he's the bad bomber or just a, you know, another one. But, yeah, this one was someone who didn't belong in the United States. They caught him with a blowtorch. And ISIS put a retainer on him. But the sanctuary city thing may save the guy somehow. And, boy, will that be controversial. I think they'll we'll see how that goes. Federal regulators have sued Capital One over misleading customers about their savings account and cheating them out of more than $2 billion. Jelly Roll is one of the more interesting singers that you're going to find. He just had a number one party where they celebrate. He made number one. He made it with I Am Not Okay. And so they normally do these at somewhere on Music Row, or they go down somewhere to one of the nightclubs and do it. But he went to the prison, Riverbend Maximum Security Institution in North Nashville. And he was on one side on a stage, and the prisoners who were maximum security were on the other side of the wire. And he did a concert for them. And Lainey Wilson came out there and joined him for the end of it. And, of course, that's a country tradition. The first song he did was Folsom Prison Blues, the great Johnny Cash song, who had great song, great
historical
album.
Historical homage. I like that.
Yep, I like that, too. And both those albums were good. The one that had Folsom Prison. One was live in San Quentin, and I don't know if there was another prison album or not, but they were all into playing for prisoners there for a while with Johnny Cash, and they were doing TV specials. They shot a TV special for CBS last night at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville with Ringo Starr. Ringo has a country album called Look Up, and so he's going to sing regular Beatles songs and songs that he made famous, like It Don't Come Easy and probably Photograph. And then he'll do some of the Beatles songs like Act Naturally or With the Help from My Friends, and do some of the new songs that he'll do with other people that from the Look Up album. That's very country. It's not crossover country like a Jelly Roll would be called country. This is more like a Merle Haggard country. It's serious country.
Oh, by the way,
T-Bone Burnett did it.
To answer your query out loud. Yes, two big albums by Johnny Cash. One live at Folsom Prison, the other live at San Quentin.
Yeah, I wasn't sure the other one was called Live at Folsom Prison. I know it had Folsom Prison on
or
it, but
at,
I thought it was called Folsom,
I believe it's called.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and that had a. I remember the Live at San Quentin. One of those had Boy Named Sue on there, and I don't remember. There was something unique about the San Quentin one. Some of the songs, Folsom Prison, obviously on the first one, but then Boy Named Sue. That was a good one. I always liked that. Boy, what an unusual star path that Johnny Cash took, you know, and over the years. I went back and got all listening to the Highwaymen the other day, listening to their greatest hits and listening to the song Black and White that I liked. I don't know that it was a big hit, but I liked it. And, of course, The Highwaymen itself was written by Jimmy Webb, and it's a great song with Willie Waylon and Chris. And, man, that was a
Johnny Cash at San Quentin contained A Boy Named Sue.
Okay.
I Walk the Line.
Ooh. Okay.
San Quentin, Starkville City Jail, Folsom Prison Blues, and even Peace in the Valley.
A little bit of everything on there. Well, and there's a lot of stories. And there were some TV specials done at, one of them was done at Nashville's big old prison, and for ABC, I think. And Linda Ronstadt was among those that appeared on that special. It was just a thing to do in the day. Carrie Underwood's catching some heat on the singing for Trump, and that's going on online. I don't know if it's going to continue, but it's out there. And the Wiggles are coming back. The Wiggles were and are Australian
they'll
group.
They'll be in Austin in June, buddy.
Bob already got his tickets.
Oh, okay.
He was hoping that Dasha song would happen.
Now, what I don't remember, now this is what I want to hear, if you can call it up, because I've been dreading to hear it, but their first big hit that was very popular when one of my kids was younger was a song called Fruit Salad. Anybody remember that?
Poke Salad, Annie, but no.
No, it was about, and then when I hear it, I know that.
Fruit Salad, yummy, yummy.
Oh. Yeah, that's it.
Fruit Salad, yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy.
Fruit Salad.
I got love in my tummy.
Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Make some fruit salad today.
Uh-huh.
It's fun to do. It's the healthy way.
Uh-huh.
Take all the fruit that you want to eat. It's gonna be a fruit salad treat.
The first step.
So that was when your grandkids were growing up. You remember that one?
I do.
I remember Yo Gabba Gabba.
I think my kids, I don't know what year that is, but I think my kids were growing up.
Really? I remember Yo Gabba Gabba, that one song, There's a Party in My Tummy. So yummy, so yummy. I'm like, how do I know these songs 20 years later?
Fruit Salad, yummy, yummy. I'll be singing that all day. Now, the new one is called Wiggle Up.
Yeah, thanks
up,
a lot for
up.
That, by the way.
What's it called, Jimmy?
Wiggle Up, Giddy Up.
Wiggle.
Dasha is doing it with her. It's on YouTube for sure.
Is that the one we played a snippet of yesterday?
Yeah, that's the one that Bob was.
Yeah,
it's his favorite new one. He's jamming
running around with these little pony horses I hadn't seen in years. You know, with the stick horse with the pony on the end of it.
Yeah,
head.
This one sounds like Beyonce. Texans Hold 'em.
Yeah, that's it.
Kenny Chesney does that with American Kid, too. That was another cat.
That's the one that won me over. Wiggles. Yeah, nice lady called
it. The Wiggles. I want to make sure Jim Swertner gets tickets for that, and he'll take Bob to see the Wiggles, and they can sing Fruit Salad, yummy, yummy.
I mean, I swear that sounds like Texas Hold'em.
That does, for sure.
Sounds just like it.
And I'm sure that's not an accident.
Oh.
This is the same song.
You're good at that. Not word-wise, melody-wise.
Yeah.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
Yep. Wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle it.
Yummy, yummy.
Fruit salad in my tummy.
Wiggle it just a little bit. That's
oh,
enough.
My
from,
God.
From clean restrooms to the Wiggles, wow. The Jimmy
we
Carter Report.
We do it
report.
All here, and we'll talk about Hamas. This is the only place you can get that range of news.
Right.
Oh, Harvey, be proud of me.
Thank
Good
you, Jimmy.
Day.
Good day.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Wiggle
brought to
it.
You by Precision Cameron Video and Swartner Farm and Ranch. It is 8:01 with Eric and Bob back in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.